I want you to think global village. And I'm taking you to Thailand. And many people, when they think of Thailand, think of a tourist destination. Cheap food, beautiful beaches, and a wonderful country. And yes, as parents in South Africa, en as ouers, is ons kinders baie bedrywig in die global village. En is ons kinders oor see. Maar vanoggend vat ek jou na 'n ma toe, in Thailand, op die oomblik. Haar naam is Lynette, ek het vir haar aanlyn en sy het 'n story om te vertel. My liewe Lynette Blighnout, daar uit die verre Thailand, kan jy vir my hart en duidelik hoor vanoggend.
Goeiemiddag Wynand, ja, ek hoop dat jy ook my kan hoor.
Ek hoor vir jou hart en duidelik, Lynettie, baie dankie. Ek vra om verskoning as daar echo op die lyn is. Ek hoop jy kan maar rondom die echo werk. Lynette, as mense vir jou vra, glo hier in Suid-Afrika is daar mense wat vir jou goed ken, maar as mense vir jou vra, wie is Lynette Blighnout en wat doen jy in Thailand op die oomblik? Wat is jou verhaal? Wat sou jy vertel?
Wynand, dit hang af van die persoon. Gewoonlik is my antwoord anders te, nie dieselfde vir almal nie, maar my story begin by my jongste dogter Ashley Oosthuizen. En Ashley Oosthuizen het Thailand toe getrek in 2018 nadat sy haar hoërskoolloopbaan voltooi het op George. En sy het gegaan om die TEFL kursus Teaching English for foreign learners om hulle om te gaan Engels gee. En dit is eintlik 'n baie lang story, maar ek gaan dit in kort punte gee. So Wynand, indien jy nog 'n vraag het, ja, anders te gaan ek voortgaan en dan gaan ek die story vertel.
Lynettie, vertel vir ons jou story. Ek weet daar is 'n echo op die lyn. Ek vra nederig om verskoning. Ek hoor jy werk rondom hom. Baie dankie vir die verstaan van die tegniese uitdaging. Maar vertel vir ons jou story. Vertel van Ashley Oosthuizen. Wat het daar gebeur en waar staan ons op die oomblik met hierdie sake?
Baie dankie, Wynand. Baie dankie vir die geleentheid om ook ons story te vertel wat op die ouend van die dag God se story is. En ja, om sy nog groot te maak, glory be to his name alone. Ek gaan dalk oorskakel na Engels toe, want ek is gewoond aan die Engelse weergawe en so aan, en om ander mense te reach, ook net wat nie Afrikaans verstaan op ons platforms nie, as dit okay is met julle.
Dis heeltemal in orde, looking forward to that. If you can share your story about Ashley, looking forward to that.
Thank you so much. So Ashley arrived in Thailand on March 27, 2018. And she was first in her class finishing the TEFL course. She's also always been an A-plus student and giving her best in everything. Unfortunately, things didn't go too well for her. And she struggled a little bit to find work and such. In Thailand, you really do need to have, university degree and such. Otherwise, you will struggle a little bit. Although some of the schools, they do allow the kids to work. So without further ado, Ashley met an American guy, older guy, around about October of 2018. They become closer friends within about 6 months or so. Because Ashley struggled and she didn't want to come home, he decided, but I've got this amazing plan. So he set up shop and she was to be the manager. They made American breakfast, like it's like scones in South Africa, but with different variations and such. So eventually, this happened on 2021 January. They opened up shop. This guy left round about, I think it was August of 2020, and he told her, I'm going to study in the Ukraine medicine. And so Ashley stayed behind and she had to look after the shop. He told her as him as well as her her boss or the guy that had the rental for the shop, which was another South African guy that's been in Thailand for 17 years at that stage. So they told her, if any packages arrive for us, please just keep it for us. So Ashley was 21 years of age at that stage. On October 8th, 2020, a package arrived, and Ashley was busy serving lunch, and she signed for the package. But normally in Thailand, you don't really have to sign. It's not a lot of times that you have to sign for it. So she thought it was odd. Then the guy asked her a second time to sign on, not only digitally, but also on paper. So she thought that was odd. But, I mean, who of us would just, you know, deny, or you know, this package? So she took the package, she put it into the storeroom, and she went about her work. But about 10 minutes later, the police arrived, and she thought they were checking her work permit and such. But then it ended up they came for this package. Long story short, they arrested her. They opened up the package, and they found Lego blocks inside. When they opened up that, they found 260 grams of MDMA, and that is a Category 1 drug in Thailand, and it is punishable with a death sentence, which is by lethal injection. So they took Ashley to a black site. There were about 15 to 20 policemen, no woman. They interrogated her for 9 hours. At that stage, obviously, Ashley did not really speak Thai, and the one person or the two people who spoke English didn't. It really is a struggle. So they ended up telling her that if you want to see your family again, you write what we want you to write. So they kept on, tearing up her paper, and until they were happy with what she wrote, and that was almost vertical on the page. So she was incarcerated, and because of a lot of things that happened and did not happen, I couldn't go to Thailand immediately, unfortunately. And the ex-boyfriend, his name is Tristan Nettles, he sent the package from the UK, and he ended up getting lawyers and stuff. And in August 2021, on the 18th, she was sentenced to life imprisonment, which is 100 years. And she was, what do you call it? They said she was an international, well, she was charged with an international drug smuggler. He left the country, he wasn't going to come back and such. So about 3-4 months later, December 2029, this was on Koh Samui. And about December 29th, she was transferred to Nakhonsi Thammarat, about 20 kilometers outside of the city. And she is still in this central prison up until today. And so we appealed. We had to appeal within 30 days. 1 year later, on August 17th, her sentence was commuted to 33 years and 4 months. So I came to Thailand the first time April the 6th, 2022, for 2 months. But I couldn't see Ashley because COVID was still, you know, higher in Thailand or in Southeast Asia, and they were in quarantine. So I had to return back home without seeing my child, but at least I could drop off my Bible and two other books or so. I returned to Thailand on June 22nd. I arrived 2022 in Bangkok, and I've never left. So her second appeal, the verdict came through, as I said, on August 18th. It was commuted to 33.4 years. And I knew then that I could never return again and without Ashley. And so my journey in Thailand started, and I realized how hard, how very, very difficult it was in Thailand to communicate and such. Yeah, that's just a small part of it. But also it is an extremely big part of that. So coming to November 2022, the appeal was, second appeal was submitted to Supreme Court, but it was only reached 5 months later. And this is really a waiting game. So for everything you wait, and nobody can give you a date. Finally, October 11th, 2023, her petition was accepted. And this means that when we submitted the appeal, we had to put a petition together. So if they deny, then, you know, that is the last step. If they accepted the petition, they would look at her case again, then they already have the appeal at hand. So this was accepted then, but the documents only arrived in Supreme Court 3 months later, which was January 12, 2024. Then we waited until finally March 27th, 2025, and the court called her. They had a Zoom meeting, and she received the final verdict. So the final verdict then was, obviously we were hoping and trusting that they would just release her. But by knowledge, we know that this doesn't happen in Thailand. It doesn't, because these people they won't lose face. This means that even if they know you're an innocent, to protect all of their people in all the different stages of this this procedure or whatever, they will not, they will not say that you can go home, you're released or whatever. So they reduced the sentence by 20 years. And so her sentence, the final sentence now, is standing on 13 years. And I think it is 8 months. And the international drug smuggler was then also changed to possession. So this is where we stand at present, is that everything is final now. So Ashley will be coming, she'll be part of the royal pardon, the communal or whatever. So you get two royal pardons, the individual one and then the one for everybody. So she won't be applying or submitting an individual one, because she doesn't have that many years left. It is a process that takes another 2 years, and if it fails, you're not allowed to submit another one for, I think, another 2 years. So it doesn't make sense. So what happens now is that we are hoping that this week we would have some great news, that her sentence has been reduced again. They say that for every 6 years you serve, you get 1 year off. So in her case, then she would get 2 years at a time. So in the end, she's got 8.5 years or 8.5
All right.
years.
All right. Okay. Lynette, I want to come in here, if you bear with me. We've literally got 3 minutes left. From a lifetime sentence to 33 years and 4 months, now 13 years. I don't want to, focus on who's at fault and what happened to the boyfriend and all that. I want to ask you, our listeners, to pray. What is it you want our listeners, Radio Pulpit? Because I can hear this mother's heart in despair for her daughter in Thailand, in that prison. What do you want the listeners to pray for you and keeping you in our prayers? What exactly is it you want us to pray?
Please pray that Ashley will stand fast in her faith. Also that many people will come to Christ, because we tend to forget about that, our little job that Jesus gave us. And then also that she would be able to see her brother, because we've got an in-person contact visit that was moved now to the 20th, but he's only here until Saturday. So we are hoping and praying that they will be able to have this contact visit on Friday. Then she's got some problems with her eyes, posterior uveitis, which is not a very good prognosis. So please pray for that as well. And then, yes, an immediate release.
All right.
Those are the few things, please.
I'm shuddering to think how do you even sustain yourself financially? How are you doing it? How can people be in touch with you, Lynette, if they want to write you an email or get a hold of you or support you in whatever way, lift up your arms, pray with you, stand in agreement? Is there a way that people can be in touch with you, or do they work through somebody in South Africa?
Wynand, yes, we've got many platforms. We've got A Voice for Ashley Oosthuizen on Facebook. It's the one with the 35,000 plus followers. It's none of the others. And then we're on Instagram. We are on TikTok. So they will be able to find us there. And then also I've started a YouTube channel as well, A Voice for Ashley Oosthuizen. And I give regular updates weekly on a Wednesday, testimonies on Thursday, and then I read her writings on Fridays. And we also have a Backer Buddy charity
campaign that you're running in South Africa.
Ashley Oosthuizen's Fight for Freedom.
All right. Okay. Lynette, so thank you for sharing your story. Lynette Blichnert and her youngest daughter there, Ashley Oosthuizen. And I'm a father myself. I don't know how you do it. Your child locked up in some prison in Thailand at the moment, and they're talking 13 years. Well, we honor the Lord. It's been brought down from lifetime to 33 years, now 13 years. We trust the Lord for a miracle in this situation. And thank you so much. The Voice for Ashley Oosthuizen, you'll find her on Facebook. And Lynette, thank you so much for sharing your story with our Radio Pulpit listeners this morning.
Thank you, Vanna, and God.
God bless you. That, Lynette, you can hear. Haar hart en haar gemoed is vol. Hierdie ma se hart is seer oor haar kind, wat in 'n tronk sit in 'n vreemde land, wat jy nie eens die taal kan praat nie. Ek wil vir jou vra, bid vir die jonge Ashley, maar bid ook vir hierdie ma, dat sy staande bly. En as jy op 'n manier enige iets kan doen, gebed voor die aangesig van die Here, kontak het, kan help op enige manier, mag die Here jou kragtdadig gebruik vir oggend.